of the Lasso Frame monitoring team, Dr. Adam Stinton, said although there was a decrease in the volume of gas being emitted from the volcano between Tuesday and Thursday of this week, the numbers continue to fluctuate.
As has been the trend for the last month or so now, the volcano has been quiet for the last 2 days since we last spoke on Wednesday morning. We've had a few earthquakes that have been detected by our instruments. We've actually had some good visibility at times in the last couple of days, so we've been able to see some really strong steam and gas plumes coming out of the summit crater. And as a result of that sort of high cloud cover, there's also been a couple more thermal anomalies detected from using the NASA satellites. And yesterday afternoon, we had a series of gas measurements carried out, and they yielded a measurement of 242 tons per day, which if you compare to the measurement that was carried out on Tuesday, which was 463 tons, shows a slight decrease in the amount of gas, certainly as measured yesterday afternoon.
Dr. Stinton said as the low level of unrest continues at Lasso Frame, there has also been a slight decrease in the number of earthquakes being recorded.
In terms of total numbers, I think the last couple of days, there seems to have been a slight decrease in the number of earthquakes that we've detected. But overall, the numbers are low still, and there's certainly no sign of any increase in the number of earthquakes that are occurring at the moment. They are definitely too small to be felt by people. Obviously, our instruments are extremely sensitive and they can pick up even the smallest of earthquakes.
Dr. Stinton added that satellites also detected thermal anomalies at the volcano this week, indicating strong levels of heat coming from Lasso Frame.
As I mentioned, because of the high cloud cover that we had, or the good visibility that we had, the satellites that are used to detect thermal anomalies associated with forest fires and what have you, they detected some thermal anomalies over the crater, or I should say inside the summit crater here. I believe it was during Thursday. So there's just to reinforce is the fact that we have a very strong heat source. The steaming and the gas venting is coming from somewhere that's producing a lot of heat. And we only see these thermal anomalies from these satellites when the cloud cover is such that it permits the satellites to image the volcano.
Head of the Lasso Frame monitoring team, Dr. Adam Stinton. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Frame volcano update.